Now, this is a guy that got, well, we think it's the guy that got slapped by Pete Rose. And all he did was call him a bad tipper.
Apparently. See, well, that, boy.
Yeah.
You'll get mad at that.
Pete Rose is a little hot, isn't he?
I would say so. I can't believe that he would actually slap somebody over that. When you turn out the
light, I got to hand it to me. Hi, is Norm there? It's Drew. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you look in the paper, there's a telephone number. I don't think you're calling the right Norm Clark.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Well, did your Norm Clark get slapped by Pete Rose?
No, I did not know that.
Does your husband, is he a writer?
No. I'm telling you, if you look in the journal, there's a telephone number for the correct Norm Clark.
Yeah, I don't even get the paper, so this is as close as I can get. Okay, is he there?
No. I'm telling you, you have the wrong Norm Clark.
Well, I just want to talk to Norm Clark.
If you call a review journal, paper, newspaper, they'll give you his telephone.
No, I heard you. Can you put your Norm Clark on?
I'm no bad.
No, I won't.
What's the problem?
Well, because it's not the one you're looking for.
Well, I know, but it's none of your business between me and Norm Clark.
Well, it's none of your business either.
Well, what turned you into Miss Queen Screener?
Oh, boy, what a rough woman.
You can't take that.
Boy, she's a tough old bird.
I was going to say, yeah, I was calling Norm Clark, and some nosy lady answered the phone.
Oh,
I guess he's pumping somebody.
Hello.
Hey, Norm, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Hey, I was trying to call you, and some nosy lady answered the phone, starts acting
like
Queen Screener.
Yeah, I know. Why were you trying to call me?
Well, I wanted to ask you about this Pete Rose slapping incident.
You don't want to talk to me.
Well, you're Norm Clark, aren't you?
Yep.
Well, can't you just tell us about it?
Nope.
What's the problem, Norm?
What's your problem?
I don't know. I want to talk to Norm Clark. You're Norm Clark.
That's right.
Well, is there any way you can tell us anything about it?
Nope.
Is it a personal issue, or?
Nope.
You're not trying to just be chivalrous for that nosy lady that answered the phone, are you?
That's none of your goddamn business. What do you think of that?
Uh-oh. Norm, you're swearing on national phone lines.
Listener in the background.
What is your number?
What's that lady carping about in the background? I can't get away from her.
I'm sick and tired of this.
Look, I can understand why you're in pain. Anybody had to put up with that 24/7 would be in a terrible, terrible situation.
Yeah, well, anybody that puts up with your baloney is in a terrible situation.
Baloney.
Do you want me to talk to her, Norm? I can take her off your back for a few minutes.
You're sick.
I'm not sick, Norm. Norm, look, just tell us the story and we'll go away.
Go away.
Could you just tell us what didn't happen?
Go away.
Norm, you're frightening.
You're disgusting.
What did I do that's disgusting? I don't know if I did anything disgusting. What are you going to do to me, Norm?
I'm going to call up the Better Business Bureau and find out what you're doing on the
Better
phone.
Business Bureau.
I have a right to make a phone call. I think you're Norm Clark. Jeez, Norm.
What's your number?
I think you're trying to hurt me. I'd rather talk to that mean lady. Norm, put the boss on the phone. Put the general on the phone. Norm, can I talk to Mrs. C?
I don't know why you want to talk to Mrs. C.
I want to talk to
Mrs. C.
I want to talk to the person in charge, which is not you. You're acting pee-whipped. Stop it. It's not attractive at all.
That's his defense strategy right there. I think it starts and stops with, I'll take your number.
What's your number?
Norm, can I just talk to her for a second, please? She can stand up for herself. She can more than stand up for herself.
I'm getting tired of you using up my phone time.
How many minutes do you have, Norm? I thought this was a landline.
You're still on the phone.
That's right. I want you off.
Well, we're not going to get off if you're on. Just hang up the phone and we'll go away.
Yeah, we can stay on our phone as long as we want.
Norm, hang up the phone. That's what you do when you don't want to be on the phone anymore. You put it on the cradle.
That's how it works.
I want your number.
You sound obsessed.
Yeah.
Norm, I think you're hitting on me. You got a perfectly bossy lady right there.
I'll take your phone number.
That's how you got your wife, friend, huh?
Are completely whipped.
Don't they discuss-
Going home to your wifey. You pussy. You big.
I don't know where you're coming from or why you're coming from there, but it's just plain ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. It's Norm. I'm reeling from these comebacks. I can't hardly take it.
Good.
Norm.
Yeah.
She hung up the phone.
He learned he can hang up on his end. There is a way to terminate the conversation, apparently.
That's funny. That guy thought he had power that he just doesn't have.
He thought he could certainly wear us out.
I think Norm's so beaten down by that lady that he just was trying to show some sort of power he does not have.
She was sure yabbering in the background. I think we didn't hear any. When we didn't hear her anymore, she was writing him notes, I think.
Old bag with old bag.
Yeah, Norm was trying to act as if he had the situation under control. He was playing the hero.
Yeah.
You know,
someone was unpleasant to me on the phone.
Well, let me handle it.
Yeah,
you know, that
if they
hero
call
routine.
Back, yeah, if they call back, I'll take care of it.
Well, I had no idea.
I guess that's not the guy.
I don't know. I had no idea we were going to run into a buzzsaw like that.
Oh, man.
I tell you, those people.
Jeez.
I don't think I'm ever going back to that town.
Man, oh, man. Well, that is one power couple right there.
Are you surprised that Pete Rose may have slapped this guy?
Well, now I don't blame him. I was appalled.
I think he's lucky. He's lucky he didn't slap her. Because then they would have ganged up on him.
Yeah, he would have.
It's a funny story, though. He's in a steakhouse. He got up from the table to say hello to Pete Rose. Rose just walks up and slaps him.
Wow. Man.
You said I don't tip. He said, you made me the number five worst tipper. I said, no, you made yourself the number five worst tipper. I just wrote it down.
He bitch slapped him, huh?
Yeah. It's funny. He said, this is pretty clever. He wrote that Rose slapped a stinging single to the right side of my face. Rose is known Clark since Clark began reporting on Reds games in 1973. The columnist says Rose lied to him repeatedly over the years about stories that later proved true. There were a lot of good times and some tense times. It was always a love-hate thing, Clark wrote. Said earlier in March, Rose and I had a pleasant hatchet-bearing lunch at a restaurant, our first sit-down since 1989. Of course, that's with permission from Mrs. Clark. Man, she was a yabber.
Yeah, she was something.
Bagel, wasn't she?
She was something, man.
She's one of those wind-up bagels. You know, they're just wound up a certain amount.
Oh, I'm sure they're still yabbering.
It just starts spewing out, and it never stops until she's tired.
Yeah.
And then she goes to bed, and she usually doesn't get it all out in the course of a day.
I guarantee you they're going to talk about this all day.
She's bound to wake up in the middle of the night, too, and go,
and another thing, Norm.
Probably.
Why do you think they were calling us? What was that?
Well, that was
I
interesting.
Mean,
we haven't had a conversation that pointless in some time.
Well, I don't know.
Well, yeah, you're right.
I don't know. You might want to rethink that.